Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Lee.
Thank you very much, Tara.
You know, I must say, you are terrible at picking vacation weeks. Like, every time you go on vacation, it's the most insane week ever.
Yeah, pretty much. Of course, it seems like each consecutive week is more insane than the other.
There is that, so that could be what's going on. The governor's race, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, so much drama in the last week. We'll start with this. Mick Disaster Jr. out off the Pam Evett ticket over the weekend. The polling must have been really bad on nepotism. Never anything popular with the public, really. Not a great electoral strategy. So Disaster Jr., and I don't know if he's a disaster, maybe he's a nice guy. The problem is he's not qualified to be lieutenant governor just because he happens to be the son of Henry McMaster. That deal got out. Lee, this was the craziest thing. We've never seen a Trump endorsement like he did for Pam Evett, where he endorses the candidate in the beginning of the Truth Social post, then throws her under the bus at the end. And that's exactly what he did to her. You can tell he's not happy with the way that the McMaster machine, which includes Pam Evett, handled redistricting. He very much was betrayed by that. I mean, they are in office. McMaster is in office because of the Trump endorsement. And yet we had all of the drama of trading, you know, horse trading the Democrat congressional seat for, hey, an endorsement for Pam Evett, refusing to call a session, playing games to put pressure on Trump. Lee, and the outrage here is that ultimately led to us losing a Democrat seat, losing a Republican congressional seat we should have had to the Democrats. Also, McMaster could push his boy over the final line, and we now know why he wouldn't call that session when we desperately needed it. And there's a time element to it, too, because actual voting in the primary began, and it turned out that was to extract an endorsement by Trump for Pam Evett, who he clearly didn't want to endorse. Well, that went totally viral everywhere. X, Facebook, I can't believe the numbers I'm getting when I'm writing about this. I would think this is wonky inside politics, and I'm getting 50,000 hits on tweets about it. I don't even know who's reading it, Lee. But it's just, you know, at this point, if you put South Carolina and Henry McMaster Jr. in there, I mean, your tweet will go crazy. So over the weekend, McMaster Jr. Had to come out and say, no, I'm not doing this at this time. What was interesting was he didn't deny he was ever on the ticket. The problem is she denied he was on the ticket in April and kind of going forward from there. No, I wouldn't do that. Well, then who are you going to choose as your lieutenant governor? Not telling you. You can't know. Well, Trump made a liar of her and made a fool of her, quite frankly. And I think I'm 75% sure he did that on purpose. I think. Either that or he's so busy he didn't realize he was supposed to tell the public that he, you know, that McMaster Jr. was going to be the lieutenant governor. Well, that has been a launching post for a long time for governor in this state. So, I mean, you're talking about you would have set up the McMaster machine, which is really the Lindsey Graham, Karl Rove machine. You'd have set them up for, you know, another 25 years of rule in this state. It's incredibly corrupt. So you could tell it hurt Pam Evett. Because over the weekend, McMaster Jr. had to bow out, Lee. So that's been the week. It's been absolutely crazy. Meanwhile, she does have the Trump endorsement. Is that helping? I've never seen polling like this before. It could be because Pam Evett has been caught in the past. There's nothing illegal about it or anything. It's just kind of unethical. Paying certain pollsters who then say she's in the lead, while other pollsters she's not paying say she's not in the lead. Who knows I have no idea. But these polls that are out now at the end of the weekend seem to suggest that Alan Wilson is in the lead. I guess. I don't know. This polling is so corrupt right now that I'm not really sure if any of it's true. But Lee, what's interesting is the thing that I, and I've seen some internal polling from two campaigns too. I saw it about a week ago, a few days into the Trump endorsement. And one thing that stayed consistent is they're all bunched up. In other words, they're at like 21%, 18%, 19%, 17%. They're all in the more margin of error.
And then undecided, still doing very well.
Huge. I mean, okay, just this one. This shows you no one knows what to make of this race. Like this one over the weekend, Tyson Group, Wilson, you know, is at 18.8%, right? He's ahead of Evett, who's at 18%. Okay, so they're less than a point apart. In a poll with a 4.4% margin of error, right? Yeah. Ralph Norman is in third place with 15%. Ram Reddy is in fourth place with 11%. But that could all be wrong, right? Mm-hmm. Because of the margin of error and the fact that you have 25% of Republican voters undecided still. It should be tightening by now.
And see, the methodology to me is important because I still want to see polls that are only speaking to likely primary voters, not voters, not people that are registered to vote, not private, not just average citizens or residents, as we have to call.
And that one was a likely. That was a likely.
OK,
primary,
good, good.
Yeah, that's, yeah. The only problem with it is only 500 people. I mean, it's so that makes me very nervous.
That's a very small sample size. Usually 1,000 is generally accepted for a state of this size is, you know, fairly accurate. I know it's hard to do that, but yeah. Now, 500 seems like a very small sample size.
Then there's this one. This one was out. Wilson in the first place with 21.6% and Evett in second place with 16.9%. So that is a wild difference. Third place, Ram Reddy. Then you've got Starboard Communications. A third poll has Wilson in the lead at 19.4% and Evett with 19.2%, but again, 22% undecided. It could go any way.
Yep.
And watch Ram Reddy, okay? I can just tell looking at our text line, he's got momentum. I don't know if he's going to have enough of it to get into that runoff, but he has been stalking me personally and my husband, like not himself, but like his campaign, they want us to be, we have both received two calls each to go on like his town hall. So if we have just randomly, I mean, I think he's hit everybody.
Yeah.
And I listen in, I finally went, okay, fine. I'll listen to your town hall. Right. You know, cause you get that phone call that says, hey, listen. And I listen in, I got to tell you, he did a really good job with it.
Oh yeah.
A really good job. Sounded great. It explains the momentum I'm seeing on our text line for him. I don't think there's a ton of excitement about Wilson or Evett, but they're both really well known.
Yeah, that's the
so
thing. Yeah.
That's the kind of the Wilson's like the safe choice. You know, he's probably not going to be Ron DeSantis, but he's probably also not going to be Henry McMaster.
Well, I think all of them are pretty well known.
Yeah,
particularly with most primary voters, with the exception of Reddy, because he is someone who is an outsider and is pitching himself as such. And quite honestly, to be as successful as he has been and to associate himself with the Trump administration, the Doge movement, and all the other stuff that he is claiming to be a part of, I think that's what's got some people's attention.
Yeah, and there's one poll out there with Nancy Mace in the lead. I'm not sure about that one. Although I would not be surprised if she does better. She's dead last in all these other polls if she does better than people think because she's such an internet presence. Uh-huh. That a lot of those people who are kind of low information conservative voters think she's really cool. They might not have seen the tabloid stuff, or they just like her because she's
since
flamboyant.
When has that stopped South Carolina voters?
Yeah, no, like South Carolina voters, they don't care. I mean, it's really like go look up Nikki Haley and you'll see.
You know, Mark Sanford, Jen Rett. I mean, we can go way back. So
yeah, we don't care much about scandals. We really don't. So that's all going on. This is going to be a wild race, and I think it can still break anyway. I have never gotten so many emails, texts from people saying, tell me who to vote for. I don't know. I think people don't know, Lee.
Yeah.
I think they're really struggling. Are you struggling or have you decided?
I've pretty much decided, but I'm still torn. I could be persuaded, although I've only got about, what, another 25 hours to go.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty much decided on what I'm going to do there. Some of the other down market things, I mean, down ballot things where I'm still trying to figure things out because, you know, I realize those are some important races as well. But, you know, I've pretty much narrowed it down.
Well, whatever you do, don't vote for David Pascoe. He's
a
Democrat.
That's the one comment I will make on this. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
We don't need a Democrat for Attorney General.
I've even seen some people that I have some modicum of respect for lauding him, and I'm just like, what are you thinking?
I don't understand I don't get it.
I just have a real problem with someone who is a newcomer to the party, particularly for such an important legal position as that, and then to, you know, come in and want to run as a Republican. And I'm just
they're not even hiding it either, Lee. Yeah. All the liberal law firms are funding him. If you see his, wow, he sounds conservative. He's got commercials everywhere. Yes, that's the liberal law firms. This is an IQ test, y'all. Yeah. Do not listen to the commercials. The Democrats are trying to see if they can get a Democrat elected. By the way, he got caught lying again. He said, I did knock doors for Joe Biden in 2020 and I did endorse him, but I did not knock doors for Obama. Well, newspaper article resurfaced, Lee, from 2011, 2012. He did knock doors for Obama.
Oops.
Yeah, that's probably the only accurate political hit ad out there. Everything else is a lie right now. We're going to dive into that. Coming up next, be very careful with all these mailers you're getting. Almost, oh, yeah. I have never seen such a pack of lies in all my life.
Boy, I tell you, I'm just tossing those in the trash.
You should, because I'm going to tell you who's behind them right now. The Democrats are making an all-out bid, Lee, to see if they can get liberals elected in these districts. They're pretending to be conservative groups, but it's not. They're not conservative groups. And it is the biggest hose job I've ever seen. And I'm afraid Republican conservative voters are going to be tricked into throwing conservatives out of office. It's so bad. I'll have more on that coming up next.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Rum Reddy's right about one thing. The dark money rules in this state are among the worst in the country. And the biggest story this morning after the weekend is how Democrats are making their move right now in South Carolina, trying to get their people elected. It's really bad. I want to ask you to do something. This would actually be a fascinating way to look at, you know, really learn something about politics right there in your inbox. And I mean your mail inbox. When those really big, slick mailers come to your house, I want you to look at them. I want you to look at who sent them to you. If that mailer came from the Conservative Grassroots Network or the Palmetto Truth Project, these are groups pretending to be conservative. They're not. And they're using a fascinating strategy, pretending to be conservative and going after the few remaining conservative members that we have in our legislature to try to get liberals elected. If you're thinking, wait, I'm driving, I can't write that down. That's okay. Go to my X accounts. Just Tara Servais is my name on X. You don't have to have an X account. You look me up. I'm going to pin this to the top for you so you can see these groups. There may be others out there too. The two worst are Palmetto Truth Project and Conservative Grassroots Network Election Fund. They are fake. And so they are going after the Freedom Caucus. And the lies are astonishing. absolutely astonishing. Basically, they've taken the Conservative Freedom Caucus members' voting record, flipped it 180, and they're saying they voted in ways that did not occur. And I watch these guys, I watch them closely. I watch vote totals all the time. I mean, these, I've never seen mailings like this. And I've been in politics a long time. I ran campaigns statewide up in North Carolina, excuse me. I get my two homes confused sometimes. But folks, it's unbelievable, the lies. Just flat out lies. Like, they're saying they voted to give themselves a raise. No, they voted against it. And these are all members of the Freedom Caucus: Thomas Beach, Josiah Magnuson, Diane Mitchell, April Cromer, and Rob Harris. You're going to get the most outrageous lies sent to you. Again, if it comes from Conservative Grassroots Network or Palmetto Truth Project, it's full of lies. Those are liberal groups trying to take out conservatives by pretending to be conservative. And with my ex posts on this weekend, I put pictures of some of them. One thing to remember, okay, just to be really savvy here about how this works in South Carolina, because Democrats are making their move. They are trying to see how many of their people running as Republicans they can get in. And this is going on in district after district after district. Why? There is no news source worth a darn out on the coast. None. The talk radio out there, it's an absolute wasteland. It's entertaining, but politically it's valueless. They have no idea what they're talking about, and they don't really get to talk about important things either. We're lucky we get to do that here at WORD. And they're still trying it here anyway. You got David Pascoe, who, folks, was openly a Democrat in 2020. Campaign went door-to-door for Joe Biden, 20-degree weather in Iowa. Now I want you to think he's a Republican. Why? That's a IQ test. This is the Democrats, Dick Harpootlian, in this state going, let's see if they're stupid enough to elect David Pascoe as AG. Let's see if we can put Democrat in there. And it's not a bad gig because, folks, besides us, there's nobody educating anybody in this state. And I'm telling you, Democrats about to move in and take over. They're running liberals as Republicans. I want to tell you one other thing. It's very important, okay? Just rule of thumb. Watch this. Pascoe's a perfect example. But you may be getting a lot of slick mailers about the race in your district. Maybe it's a legislative race. Okay. Actual conservatives don't ever have the money for that. Or they have very little money. Why? If you are an actual conservative, like the members of the Freedom Caucus that I'm trying to save this morning, if you are an actual conservative, you don't have a lot of money. Why? Because you vote to shrink government. That's useless to the lobbyists. They can't do anything with that. So you don't have the money to defend yourself. If you're getting a ton of mail, you're seeing, like, every time you go on YouTube, you're seeing a commercial for some conservative. Hey, I'm conservative. Here's my daddy's shotgun. Here's my Bible. I hate abortion. That's a Democrat. Or that's a liberal. Why? Because they got the money to run the commercials. If they were good people, they wouldn't. If they were conservative, they would not have the money to run that commercial. Now, I want to be a little careful with that because I've watched members of the Freedom Caucus. They'll build their own fundraising networks where, you know, one little old lady gives them $30, another guy gives them $200. They're real people. They're not lobbyists. And sometimes I've seen them raise $15,000, $25,000, $30,000. But this is big money. It's $100,000, $150,000. Full of absolute lies. And a lot of those mailers you're getting in your mailbox right now, you know, the ones, they're like, you know, half the size of a piece of paper. Just unbelievable lies. I mean, just shocking, the lies. Again, if it comes from Palmetto Truth Project or Conservative Grassroots Conservative Grassroots Network, it's packed full. It's packed full of lies. The Conservative Grassroots Network is not conservative, okay? And so they're attacking the few really good Freedom Caucus members we got left in the legislature. And unfortunately, Donald Trump finished off a lot of the other conservatives. They were defeated because he endorsed a whole slate of liberals last time. This is what's left. This is what survived the Trump endorsement. I think Lindsey Graham just handed Trump a list, said, hey, these people are good. They weren't. They were people who'd be running as Democrats in another state. So Trump did generational damage with his last set of endorsements, where he endorsed a whole slate of liberals, many of whom were Democrats, which is, by the way, why we can't get redistricting through this state, because everyone Trump endorsed helped the Democrats and voted for them, with the exception of like one guy who Trump didn't endorse. But so, folks, that was generational damage. It's going to be really hard to get those Democrats out of office that Trump put there, the liberals out of office that Trump put there. I don't know why he mucked around in our legislative races. But what's happening right now is liberal groups are trying to finish off the few conservatives left. Please don't fall for it. Again, if you're driving, you can't remember what are those groups that are lying, that are not telling the truth. Palmetto Truth Project, ironically named, and a Conservative Grassroots Network. There may be a few more out there right now, but a lot of their stuff's coming in on mailers, and they're going to tell you that your representative's not conservative, and he voted against the Ten Commandments. That one was hilarious. Like, voted against the Ten Commandments? Did I miss that vote? Because I'd have talked about that one. There wasn't a Ten Commandments vote. That's how crazy this is, okay? So when you, if you're in Rob Harris's district, you're getting the one, he voted against the Ten Commandments. Joke's on you. There was no Ten Commandments vote. That's how bad it is. But these are liberal groups. Please do not base how you're voting off one of those mailers. Folks, it's all fake. How many segments do I start with that? I swear our country is so fake. You know, they told us, when we got to have these Indian H-1Bs? We got to. And then Americans aren't dead smart. And, you know, we know they're you know, incompetent, and they just won't work hard. We just need these Indian H-1B visas. We need to bring 7 million people here and put them on a pathway to citizenship since 2015. Why, what would we do? Bombshell. These visas come with what? You've got to have certain educational degrees to get them. The degrees are fake, up to 90% of the time. An investigation by India, I'm going to tell you why they were forced to do it in a minute. They didn't want to. An investigation by India into its, and India knows this, okay, college mills. You know what you could do? You want to be an engineer? Well, you go to Clemson, struggle for 4 years, hard math classes. Or, you know, if you're Indian, you can just, and you live in India, you just pay $1,400 and they'll mail you your engineering degree. So you don't know anything about engineering? No. No, you don't. What if I want a nursing degree? $1,400. Medical degree? Like full-on doctor? That costs a little more. You get that for $2,800 to $3,000. These people aren't really, no, they're not. Think about that. We're talking about people building planes. We're talking about people who are serving as medical doctors. Now, it's not all of them. I don't want to create that impression, okay? But we're at a point right now, you need to start asking questions. Where did my doctor's medical degree come from? If it's India, I'd find another doctor. I would. Until we sort this out. It's that dangerous. That's how bad this is. Kayleigh McEnany, Fox News, with the story over the weekend. And folks, this is just the opening volley. This is incredible.
What is happening to our H-1B visa program? Take a look at this. The Department of Labor processed nearly 7 million visa holders since 2015. Over 70% came from India and nearly 12% from China. And now we're learning more about the fraud within the program. One former official tells Newsweek that up to 90% of applications, 90% from India, contain fraudulent documents or involve unqualified applicants. And finance law enforcement in India claim it has uncovered a network of universities that produce fake degrees, which were possibly used to obtain these high-skilled H-1B visas, including one school which allegedly stole over 36 1,000 fake degrees, sold, I should say. It cost as little as $1,400 for one of those. And while these are supposed to be high-skilled employees, during almost all of Biden's time in office, 83% got junior or entry-level positions.
This explains all of it. You know that 9.5% unemployment rate among recent college grads, young people in their early 20s, this is why. They can't put them in the high-skilled jobs because the planes would crash and the bridges would come down. They have fake degrees. They also have, you know what some of these mills do? The ones that actually do provide some education, you only need to pass at a 30 to 40% rate. This is what we're bringing to this country. And that's when they're real at all. Unbelievable. You know what's interesting? I had a doctor who had an Indian medical degree. My husband went to the same doctor, and we began to realize something was deeply, deeply wrong. She told me that, I asked you guys to pray for me, that it appeared I had a pretty serious heart defect. I had a serious heart murmur, and I needed to get right away in to have this test for my heart. It was expensive. It was a $2,000 test, and she sent me out to get it. Well, I happened to come back the next day for something else that happened. I had nothing to do with my heart. I was scared to death. I mean, I stopped exercising. I was afraid to walk. I was very afraid. And I got a nurse practitioner, got a different person. She took a look. She said, "Oh, honey, that's terrible. I'd be worried too. Let me go look at it. Let me go see the monitor we put you on." She said, you don't need that test. There's nothing wrong with your heart. She said, "No, that's a blip. That happens. It happens every fifth, sixth screen. No, you cancel your test. You need to pay for that. You're good. I promise." She did the same thing to my husband. She sent him for another set of tests he didn't need. And then it happened to me another time where I got sent for a bunch of GI tests. And the woman asked me, "Hey, okay, so specifically, what are you getting tested for?" And I told her. And she's like, "These tests aren't for that. Your doctor must be confused." And after a while, we started realizing this person she's dangerous. She does not know what she's doing. She hasn't the vaguest clue what she's doing. And now it all makes sense. Indian medical degree. You know, it's funny because the same thing happened with my son. We took him to a specialist. We know a lot about the thing that we took him to a pediatric specialist for. We're experts in it. Now, a parent, you got a kid with something, you want to get it treated. We went to see him. He had like such little knowledge of the subject matter. It was shocking. Could barely speak English. And then recommended to us to do something that you can go on WebMD and see, like, no, don't do that for this condition. Like, total. I mean, this is ABC 123. Do your own research on Google. $700 charge. And you know what they did to us? We were supposed to see a nurse practitioner. And at the last minute, they swapped us out for him. $700 charge. Everything he told us was flat wrong. And this wasn't complicated stuff. It all makes sense now. Because we looked up, like, where did this guy go to college? Oh, medical degree from India. Yeah. So seeing this, I'm not surprised. Folks, we have got, if you go to a doctor, check where did the degree come from. If it's China or India at this point, get another doctor. Get in that. I hate to say that. Now, if they're educated here, great. Fantastic. If it's, you know, medical school, UNC, Chapel Hill Medical School, great, fantastic. But we got to start asking these questions, folks. This is dangerous. And our politicians need to shut this down. This is fraud. Our kids with actual engineering degrees are getting passed over for kids with $1,400 fake engineering degree. Liberal dark money PACs making their moves to get Democrats elected as Republicans and knock out what conservatives are left at our legislature. Be very careful with what they're mailing you and the text you're getting. I'll explain coming up.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.